Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Difficult conversations. It's never nice to be in a situation that's unpleasant. And we all have a natural desire to avoid such occasions, but unfortunately, there are times when we have to just tough it out. We'll all have arguments, all have feelings of regret and guilt. All of us will go through these difficult moments, but it's what you do in these moments that can really change everything. An unpleasant situation that all of us will go through is when we have difficult conversations. This conversation often evolves around a single subject where both parties have very differing opinions and the resolution can often be very emotional. So, for example, being rejected for something, whether it's an application for a bank loan or being declined a job promotion or a relationship breakup, are examples of difficult conversations. What's important to know is how to deal with these appropriately, both when giving bad news and receiving it. There's a multitude of different reactions and outcomes that can come from a difficult conversation. So if you want to resolve it and leave it with both parties satisfied, understanding difficult conversations and knowing the best way to go about them is a very useful skill to learn. Approaching difficult conversations. Now you might think that the only thing that matters during a difficult conversation is what's said and the end result. But this can be drastically affected by the approach, both good and bad. Preparing the approach to a difficult conversation is key to the outcome because it sets up the atmosphere and the tone that conversation might take on. A bad approach or an abrupt, sudden approach might lead to confusion and potential accusations being thrown about. But a considered approach can lead to a swift conclusion that satisfies the parties, or at least informs them of the news in a productive and constructive manner. Before you start a difficult conversation, there should always be numerous factors you take into account beforehand. The main factors to consider are the setting and the time. The setting of a difficult conversation is vital. The idea of having a difficult conversation relies on a less than ideal information being passed on from one party to the other, with the goal in mind of resolving an issue that's affecting both parties negatively. If you want the information to stick and you want to come to a suitable resolution, then the setting needs to be the right one. Think of what a teacher might do. Let's assume you hand in an assignment which isn't very good and your teacher wants to talk to you about it. They could find you in the playground at lunch, send an email home, or they might bump into you by coincidence when you're out and about with friends and family. These are not the settings that are going to help this conversation. It's the classroom. The reason why? The classroom is where you learn, where you're able to put your viewpoint across as why you've done what you've done, and they're able to explain the possible missteps. The classroom is where you can expect to face some negative feedback with work. You don't want to deal with it at home or when you're enjoying yourself, because when this happens, it can become one-sided and not constructive. This isn't what you want with a difficult conversation. Time. Well, the time is just as important. Let's take the assignment again. Your teacher wants to let you know it wasn't as good as it should have been, and they let you know this in front of everyone else in the room. This is equally as destructive as choosing the wrong location. A difficult conversation is often personal to an individual, and therefore it should only be addressed to that individual. When you share personal information with other people, even if it's indirectly, the person on the receiving end can become defensive as they don't want to be perceived as wrong. and as a result, they might not accept what you have to say. The best thing to do is arrange a time to talk. No one likes being caught off guard with negative news, so allow them some time to prepare themselves for what you might have to say. And even if you have to delay for whatever reason, that's okay too. Your conversation will be much more productive when the parties are ready for it. Now, what to say and what to avoid. You've reached the difficult part. You've found a place and a time, and now you're ready for the issue at hand. The main thing to remember when having a difficult conversation is that whilst it might seem like it's a you against them situation, you should be trying to work as a team to find a solution. The reason we engage in difficult conversations is because there's something that needs to be addressed, and this won't be enjoyable for either party. Therefore, sticking together and being constructive as opposed to destructive can lead to a healthier, happier outcome. The way to start a difficult conversation is to be positive. Thank them for taking the time out of their day to speak to you. Allow them to get comfortable with the environment and the context allows for it. Offer them praise for their prior work or performances. Let's take the teacher again. They might say to you, "You did really well last term with your assignments, but lately you haven't been reaching the same standard. Do you know why?" In this example, they're showing you that they do believe in you, which can help you to support your self-belief. But they're also engaging with you by asking a question. Like I said, you should be working as a team and therefore hearing what each other has to say and listening. Of course, there's no law that says you have to agree with everything they say. There's a good chance you won't, but hearing them out and reflecting on their point of view and their side can again lead to a healthier resolution through a mutual acceptance. Now, beside engaging with them, there are other points that you'll want to do and avoid. These include stay focused. The best way to make sure that a difficult conversation is resolved is by sticking to the matter in hand. Getting distracted by other, less important matters shifts the focus away and can actually end up making the issue even murkier because it's only been partially addressed. Multiple issues can potentially overload the individual and deprive them of any confidence. There's always time to talk about other issues, but if you want to address something specific, and they've taken the time to talk about something specific, then stay focused on that topic. Accusations. There's no quicker way to derail a constructive conversation, difficult or not, than by throwing around accusations. Accusations are lazy, misinformed insults that offer nothing but problems. Difficult conversations are difficult enough without being accused or blamed of something that might be completely untrue. If you want to come out of a difficult conversation with feelings of positivity and a sense of improvement, then accusations will need to stay far away. Take breaks. Not every difficult conversation is going to be over in a matter of minutes. Depending on what the issue is, they can last for hours or even days or even weeks. The key is to notice when you're not making progress. There's no point in talking and talking if you're not going anywhere with it. Sometimes taking a break and letting yourself cool down can help in allowing you to come to a suitable conclusion. As long as you're using breaks constructively and not as a way to avoid talking entirely, then there's nothing wrong with taking your time and taking a break. Now, you've made it through the conversation. Now it's time to act on it. After you've experienced a difficult conversation, it's important to make the best out of the situation. Otherwise, it's all been for nothing. In life, we learn the most when the going gets tough. But it's how we use this knowledge that allows us to become a better version of ourselves. The main mistake that people make when they've received some negative feedback through a difficult conversation is they push it away. They don't listen to what's being said, and they deny the other person's perspective. It can be easy to do this, given that it's not pleasant to both face negative feedback and have self-critique. But it's vital if you want to improve in the future. By reflecting on the conversation, you can sometimes very easily spot exactly what the mistakes you made were. You can realise how to improve straight away. And if not, it still puts you on the right track that you'll need to be in order to learn. If you don't listen, then there's a good chance that progression is what's going to be hit the hardest. And if you keep making the same mistakes and falling at the same hurdles, even after being told improvement is needed or the way you're doing something is wrong, then you're not going to progress. Constant ignorance is not a good trait to possess. It leads to toxic relationships, bitterness, and a lack of productivity. Retracing the steps you made is a great way of reflecting on an issue. But it's in this reflection that you can begin to plan. By looking at what you did in the past, you can potentially pinpoint areas that were weak so that they can be stronger in the future. From this point, you can plan a very different way about going about it. It could be anything. It could be the effort you put into the work, the approach you made in a relationship, whatever it is. If you've gone through a difficult conversation, then there's clearly an issue. So finding and planning a way to overcome that issue is the next step you'll need to take. The only thing to do after that is do it. You can reflect all you want, make mountains of plans and find out exactly where you're going wrong. But if you don't act on it, then nothing is going to change. Difficult conversations are not pleasant, but they are necessary. We all have to go through them at some point, so understanding how to approach, deal and conclude one could be vital in making sure you learn from it and become the best version of yourself possible. Thank you for that, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.